Hi, I'm LC, and I'm a storyteller. I'm a passionate chemist who loves to explore and tell stories about how chemistry can change the world.
And I'm Danny, and I'm LC's spirited chemistry co-host. I love to bring high energy and positivity to my chemistry, but also my life. Welcome to the Farm to Table podcast. So you two are probably some of the most international folks I know. You've been hopping all over the world. And you both immigrated to the U.S. to take positions at Merck. And I think a lot of our listeners may be wondering what it's like to move to the U.S. for work or for study. And I guess, do you have any advice for them? Were there any misconceptions that you went into that, you know, you kind of changed your mind on, you know, upon living here for some time? Maybe, Francois, do you want to kick that off?
Yeah, okay. So I've been traveling a lot, much less in the last few years, but every time that I move to a different country, I feel truly alive. You're just exposed to so many new things. So new coworkers, new job, but also like new TV shows, new supermarket, new way of living. And this is all very super exciting. And one of the things that I noticed in the US quite rapidly is the importance of choices. You need to have like a lot of choices. So when I was in Belgium, I think I had like two choices of mustard. And when you go to the supermarket here, there's a wall of mustard. So there's, and that's true across. And I feel like New Jersey is a good example of a lot of choices. So you can go to the city, you can go to the shore, you can go to mountains and that's great. I really enjoy living here because of all this, these possibility of things that you do during the weekend.
Absolutely. Cecilia, what about you?
I mean, I agree with a lot of what Francois said, and definitely something I didn't really realize before moving to the US was that New Jersey gets somewhat of a bad reputation among the you know, US states. And I just personally don't agree with that. I so far loved living here. I currently live in Jersey City, which is a very cool city on its own. It's also right across the Hudson River from New York. So it's very cool to be able to have the access to, you know, everything that New York has to offer. And then I guess in terms of advice for people that might be considering a similar move, for me, the toughest part has always been sort of like making the decision, deciding you're going to move. Past that, once you know, get into the new country, like Francois was saying, the first probably year and a half, it's some sort of honeymoon period where everything is exciting and amazing. And I definitely experienced that in the US, perhaps more than in any other country. Plus the fact that you are, you know, there was no real language barrier when I moved here. I could immediately start discussing and meeting with everyone around me, really. I feel like after that first year and a half, there is then an adjustment period, which is when you really integrate with the culture. And so this is where I am right now. So, you know, anyone considering to do the same, be patient and be kind to yourself through the initial process. You know, it's going to be a funny situation. You're going to make mistakes. But personally, I thought it was very much worth it.
That's great. That's very similar to how I experienced the move as well. So it resonates with me. As it is our tradition, we like to do some fun quizzes with our guests. And today we thought, you know, given the international nature of our guests today, we would do a fun food quiz. And so what we've put together here is, Francois, we're going to ask you questions about Italian food. And Cecilia, we're going to ask you questions about Canadian food. And we'll see, I'm going to keep score, and we'll see who can do better than the other. So Danny, do you want to kick us off?
Sure. Okay, Francois, I'm going to ask you questions about Italian food. Okay. What are the main two ingredients in I can't even say this.
It's cacio e pepe.
Cacio e pepe.
Cacio e pepe, yes.
Okay, what are the two main ingredients in what Cecilia just said?
And I have choices.
You do.
No?
Okay. Is pepper and cheese. B is olive oil and garlic. And C is pine nuts and basil.
The first one was what? Pepper
yeah.
and cheese? I'll pick that
Good
one.
Good choice. You win.
Correct.
It's delicious.
All right, my
Love
turn.
Pepper.
There was an inversion on the... Yeah, okay. You tried to trick me.
All right, Cecilia, your first question. What iconic Rideau Canal treat is a flattened, deep-fried dough topped with powdered sugar, maple butter, or hazelnut spread, or even fruit? Okay?
I know.
The choices are A, moose head, B, dog back, or C, beaver tail.
I have no idea, but I'm going to go with beaver tail.
That is correct.
Oh, they're so good.
This is good. Very good. This is good.
Okay, Francois, what is Ribollita? I feel like I'm from the Midwest, folks. I'm butchering these. I apologize to Chile. I feel awful.
No, that was pretty good. Ribollita. Okay, well
okay thank you. Okay. Is it A, roasted pork in tomato sauce, B, eggs cooked in tomato sauce, or C, a hearty vegetable stew?
The vegetable?
You're right. Stew? Gosh. Very good. Yeah.
Is it?
Yeah, you win.
Oh, wow. I knew it.
That one right, not so delicious, if you ask me.
All right. Cecilia, what do you add to gravy and fries to make a poutine? Do you add grated mozzarella cheese, cheese curds, or bacon bits?
Cheese curds.
That's
right?
Correct.
I love poutine, yes.
Very smart. Okay, Francois, which ingredient is not in a puttanesca sauce? Is it anchovies, bell pepper, or capers? It's not in there. It's tricky.
Bell peppers?
Yes. You two cannot be tricked.
It's amazing. Okay.
Yeah. Oh, you learned so much after working 3 years with an Italian.
Yeah, we talk about food all the time.
Yeah, you two are perfect matches.
Okay. So, Cecilia, what is Canada's version of a Bloody Mary? A, a Caesar. B, a Maple Temple. Or C, a Tomato Fritzer?
I don't know this one. A Maple Temple? There has to be maple in it.
It's incorrect. Incorrect. No. It's called a Caesar, where they replace the tomato juice with clamato juice, which is a combination of clam juice and tomatoes, which is some people find really gross, but if you grow up there, you really like it.
It's pretty good.
Do you guys like it?
Yeah. I like that juice. Yeah. It sounds gross, but it's actually really good.
I'm going to have to try it.
Yeah.
Yeah. As long as you don't think too much.
Yeah. Yeah. And the more you drink it, you don't have to. So it makes it all better.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
So, okay, last question, Francois. What is guanciale? Is it a tomato? Is it a type of pasta shape, cured pork jowl, or a sauce made with stale bread? Guanciale.
I'll go with the sauce. Okay. I don't know.
Cured pork jowl. You guys are tied. Ooh. I guess it comes to this one.
All right. So, Cecilia, what do you get if you order a double-double at Tim Hortons? A double chocolate donut, 22 Timbits, or a coffee with cream and sugar?
It's not. It cannot be the coffee, right? What was it again?
The choices are two double chocolate donuts, 22 Timbits, or a coffee with cream and sugar.
Two double chocolate donuts.
That is incorrect. So if you order a double-double at Tim Hortons, you will get a coffee with two creams and two sugars in it.
That's it? Oh.
Yes.
They need to balance out the syrup somehow.
Did you know this, Francois? The
double-double? Yeah, that one. Okay. Yeah.
Huh. Well, on that note.
It's equal.
Yep.
So we are both winners.
Yeah, of course. Always winners with you two. Congratulations on all of your successes here, and we hope to have you back on.